From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States appears to be raising the stakes in Syria, suggesting Russia may have helped the Assad regime carry out a deadly chemical weapons attack that killed more than 80 people in Idlib province. A day after firing dozens of missiles at Syria's airfield, the launching point for the chemical weapons strike, senior American military officials said they were looking at evidence that the Syrian regime did not act alone. The Pentagon's comments Friday follow criticism from Washington about Russia's role in Syria, some accusing Moscow of trying to sow confusion over Syria's use of chemical weapons by promoting what they call false facts. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council Friday that the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime near Idlib earlier this week necessitated the use in a U.S. missile attack on a Syrian airbase.
The United States took a very measured step last night. We are prepared to do more, but we hope that will not be necessary. It is time for all civilized nations to stop the horrors that are taking place in Syria and demand a political solution.
The U.S. came under attack in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials said used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people, including children, were killed in that attack that drew wide international condemnation. And 7 wounded Syrians, 2 children, 4 women and a man, waited in pain for darkness to fall to cross into enemy territory. Under the faint moonlight, Israeli military medical corps quickly whisked the patients across the hostile frontier into armored ambulances. This is VOA News.